Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are in Philippians chapter 1, talking about this idea of thanksgiving, where Paul is talking about how he's given thanksgiving for them. He's given thanks to the Philippian church that he's writing to. Today we're going to be in chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. That says this: in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now, for I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Okay, so to go back and complete the sentence, he's thankful for them. He's making requests in his prayers about them. He's doing so with joy because of, I think yours said in light of, the ESV says because of, is it the New American Standard?
Yeah, New American Standard is it in view of.
Yeah, in view of, or because of, this is why that I'm doing it with joy. Mm-hmm. Among all of the things that he's thankful and joyful about is their sharing in the gospel. And you mentioned it in the last episode, but over in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 15, if you'll turn over there, is where he talks about that. And the word that he uses there, the Greek word is koinonia, which can be used in a variety of ways, but specifically in financial terms. But go ahead and read 4:15 for us.
Yeah, 4:15 says, "You yourselves also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel after I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, but you alone."
Yep. So the idea of, you combine that with 2 Corinthians and chapters 8 and 9, Acts 2:42, all this, that's some different places where this word for fellowship or whatever is used, talking financially, the collection that they would take each week. So as they have financially contributed to his work in sharing the gospel, what he's saying is it's turned into being their work as well. When it comes to our preaching and our ministry and our teaching today, it's not, you know, just the people that can stand up and preach and teach. It's the people that helps do that that allows that. So, you know, the congregation that supports me, this work that we're doing in Scripture Spotlight of sharing these messages from God's Word, it's not just my work, it's their work, because they're allowing me to do that. You know, any time that I'm teaching and preaching, I'm able to do so because other people are allowing me to do that. We talked about earlier in our podcast history about how our audio didn't sound really great, and someone had enough generosity to buy us a second microphone so we weren't sharing the same microphone, which has helped the sound quality a lot. But they've become a partner in our work, and that's the idea here. So that's why he's thankful for them, is because, you know, their prayers, their encouragement, their finances are just as important as the preaching, and that's helped them.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that, like you're saying, that's a very real emotion, especially from a minister, in that, you know, I don't get to do what I'm able to do without your support and your sponsorship. And so he recognizes that kind of relationship and the support that they've given him over, you know, however long that this has been going on. It's, you know, it's not just that, hey, you gave me money. It's that you're partnering with me. You're participating in the sharing and the preaching of the gospel from now. And so he says, I'm confident that of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ. This is a good work that they're involved with. And so, you know, even though things aren't perfect, he's like, listen, y'all are still doing great things. And so, you know, this is something that we can continue to work on and grow on as we mature in our faith and in our relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, and when you're being supported by a congregation in a work, you've been entrusted, so you owe them something.
Yeah.
To do what's right. You realize that the money that they give is the Lord's money, and you have to be aware of that and be a good steward of that investment. So the good work could be just talking about what he's doing, the ministry he's involved in, the preaching and teaching that he's been doing. But even more than that, I think it's what is going on with them. I'm sure of this. He's confident. He knows it's going to happen. And I love this idea of he who began a good work in you. Well, God does work through us. He does so through individuals, and he does so through congregations. He does so through people that are faithful and people that are selfless, which is one of the things that they're lacking right now. He keeps on working through us and through us until we're no longer in this life,
yeah,
if we allow him to. So he'll bring it to completion or maturity at the day of Jesus Christ. So as long as we're here working, we want God to continue to work in us and on us and through us, that sanctification process of growing closer and closer to Jesus. But also, you know, there's never a retirement age for following Jesus. You may remember the story Jesus told about the foolish farmer that, well, I'll say to my soul, eat, drink, be merry, take your ease. It's live it up. You know, there's no point where we can say, well, we're done following Jesus or living for him. We got to work until the day of the Lord.
Well, and I think sometimes we don't give enough credit or thought to the process. You know, like we see the end result, and we do this with so many areas of life, I think, because we're now in an era where, you know, it's instant gratification and of you know, being able to see end results so quickly, and we're in a digital age, and, you know, it's all like here right now. But we were talking about this process. One of the things that I thought about is like in the fitness world, you see weight loss journeys, and you see, you know, stuff like that that happens, and we see the before and after pictures, and we see those transformations, and we're like, oh, that's, you know, that's great. But what you don't see is, you know, maybe the months of training and gym time and, you know, that kind of stuff that goes into that transformation, you know. And sometimes I think if we're not careful, that leaks into our spiritual lives of, okay, well, I'm not saved. Now I am saved. I didn't have faith. Now I do have faith. And we go, you know, we see the extremes of being without the Lord and being someone who's completely dedicated to Jesus. But maybe we don't give enough thought and love to the process of, you know, maybe that journey is not going to happen overnight. It's a work in progress, that we're all still works in progress. And that's something that, you know, Paul wants to remind them of, that is, as long as we're working towards or being closer with Jesus, then that's something that's always going to be refined and perfected. And, you know, I think we need to give more thought and patience in, let's just dig into the process and the value in continuing to follow. I hope this has been something that's encouraging to you and you know, something that you can take with you and inspire you to dive deeper into the book of Philippians in your own time. We appreciate all of our listeners taking 5 to 10 minutes and listening to us talk about the scripture. That this is something that we can use and place value in our own lives and be closer to him, continue to be perfected, and continue to grow closer to him every day. We will see you next time on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.